New Testament, the books of the Bible, New International Version. Enter the story of Jesus' church and his return.
Creation, life, and beauty, undone by death and wrongdoing, regained by God's surprising victory, as told in the books of the New Testament, New International Version. I had always felt life first as a story. And if there is a story, there is a storyteller. G.K. Chesterton. The drama of the Bible in six acts. The Bible is a collection of letters, poems, stories, visions, prophetic oracles, wisdom, and other kinds of writing. The first step to good Bible reading and understanding is to engage these collected works as the different kinds of writing that they are, and to read them as whole books. We encourage you to read big, to not merely take in little fragments of the Bible. The introductions at the start of each book will help you to do this. But it is also important not to view the Bible as a gathering of unrelated writings. Overall, the Bible is a narrative. These books come together to tell God's true story and his plan to set the world right again. This story of the Bible falls naturally into six key major acts, which are briefly summarized below. But even more precisely, we can say the story of the Bible is a drama. The key to a drama is that it has to be acted out, performed, lived. It can't remain as only words on a page. A drama is an activated story. The Bible was written so we could enter into its story. It is meant to be lived. All of us, without exception, live our lives as a drama. We are on a stage every single day. What will we say? What will we do? According to which story will we live? If we are not answering these questions with the biblical script, we will follow another. We can't avoid living by someone's stage instructions, even if merely our own. This is why another key to engaging the Bible well is to recognize that its story has not ended. God's saving action continues. We are all invited to take up our own roles in this ongoing story of redemption and new creation. So, welcome to the drama of the Bible. Welcome to the story of how God intends to renew your life and the life of the world. God himself is calling you to engage with his word. Act 1. God's Intention. The drama begins in the first pages of the book of Genesis, with God already on the stage creating a world. He makes a man and a woman, Adam and Eve, and places them in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. The earth is created to be their home. God's intention is for humanity to be in close, trusting relationship with him and in harmony with the rest of creation that surrounds them. In a startling passage, the Bible tells us that human beings are God's image bearers, created to share in the task of bringing God's wise and beneficial rule to the rest of the world. Male and female together, we are significant, decision-making, world-shaping beings. This is our vocation, our purpose as defined in the biblical story. An equally remarkable part of Act 1 is the description of God as coming into the garden to be with the first human beings. Not only is the earth the God-intended place for humanity, God himself comes to make the beautiful new creation his home as well. God then gives his own assessment of the whole creation. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Act 1 reveals God's original desire for the world. It shows us that life itself is a gift from the Creator. It tells us what we were made for and provides the setting for all the action that follows. Act 2. Exile. Tension and conflict are introduced to the story when Adam and Eve decide to go their own way and seek their own wisdom. They listen to the deceptive voice of God's enemy, Satan, and doubt God's trustworthiness. They decide to live apart from the word that God himself has given them. They decide to be a law to themselves. The disobedience of Adam and Eve, the introduction of sin into our world, is presented in the Bible as having devastating consequences. Humans were created for healthy, life-giving relationship with God, with each other, and with the rest of creation. But now humanity must live with the fracturing of all these relations and with the resulting shame, brokenness, pain, loneliness, and death. Heaven and earth, God's realm and our realm, were intended to be united. God's desire from the beginning was clearly to live with us in the world he made. But
Sample complete. Ready to continue?